The future of the Castle Resource Centre at the Elephant and Castle was hotly contested at this week's Council Assembly. The first councillor to mention the centre was Lib Dem leader Anood Al Samarai.
Last week, Madam Mayor, I visited the Castle Day Centre at the Elephant. It was one of the most upsetting visits I've ever done as a councillor. This day centre is for people with severe mental health needs who have chaotic lives, and it provides often the only stability they've got. At the end of April, this day centre simply won't exist.
The Castle Resource Centre in Hampton Street is at the foot of the Strata Tower in Newington Ward, which is represented by two Labour councillors and one Lib Dem member. Lib Dem councillor Cathy Bowman used her speech to plead for a rethink.
I actually want to use the short time allotted to make a very specific plea to ask members to think for a moment about the implications of the cuts to the mental health budget that the Labour budget will make and the effect it will have on the Castle Day Centre, which is in my ward and which has been serving the people of Southwark very successfully for many years. Mental health problems are on the increase, and many people in this chamber will either know someone who suffers from a mental health problem. Some people in the chamber will have perhaps had mental health problems themselves or will in the future have a mental health problem. But it's not a glamorous part, if you like, of social care. It lacks the appeal of perhaps problems that affect children, for instance, which gets more attention. But I went on a visit with Kanjal Samurai last week and was really, really disturbed to see that the people who are using the centre, of whom there are about 40 per day, Madam Mayor, had only been told that morning, last Friday morning, that their centre was closing at the end of April. You can imagine the degree of distress that the users of that centre, which is a free facility, were in. There was a representative there from Together that runs the centres who were beyond sanguine about closing it. There was a representative there from SLAM who seemed absolutely unable to answer any of our questions about contingency planning for those users. Now, I agree with a councillor who's just spoken. None of us get elected to make cuts, and nor do we get elected to harm people. Absolutely the reverse. So I would plead tonight, I think it's highly unlikely that my party's budget amendment will be passed tonight, but I would really implore Cabinet member with responsibility for this area, after this meeting, to look again at the plan to close Castle Day Centre, at the very least, to come up with proper provision for the most vulnerable people in our society who need that centre. It's unfashionable now, often, to keep day centres open, but there are many, many people who still need and rely on them, and the Castle Day Centres are among those. Thank you.
Labour member for Newington Ward, Neil Coyle, questioned the sincerity of the outrage about the Castle Resource Centre shown by the Lib Dem members.
I'm outraged at some of the discussion tonight. I think that you should be totally ashamed of pretending to speak up for the Castle Day Centre when your government is going to cut 280,000 disabled people from employment support allowance, and your government is going to cut 500,000 disabled people from disability living allowance. That will affect hundreds of people across Southwark. And you should be deeply ashamed if your MP backing cuts to people with significant mental health problems across the country.
Councillor Bowman, in turn, stood up to take issue with Councillor Coyle's intervention.
I very much object to being accused of hypocrisy by my ward colleague. I'm elected to represent the people of Newington Ward, and I take particular personal pains to represent, as well as I'm able, the vulnerable members of the ward. Castle Day Centre is in my ward. It would mean absolutely a dereliction of duty on my part if I did not visit that day centre and take very seriously the concerns of the people in that day centre, some of whom are my constituents as well. So I would ask Councillor Cole to retract his suggestion of hypocrisy and insincerity. We are here tonight to discuss the budget set by the local authority. We are not actually determining the national budget, which will be set by George Osborne.
Towards the end of the debate, the Labour Cabinet Member for Health and Adult Social Care, Councillor Dora Dixon-File, tried to provide some reassurances about the future of services at the Castle Day Centre.
I too visited Castle Day Centre a couple of times last year and talked to the users and the support workers, etc. I also know that my office has been engaged quite closely with the together with the run of the centre over many months now. So I'm really surprised to hear that it's only you said last week or something that Mrs. knew about together plans for the centre. But I want to reassure the chamber tonight that we will not be abandoning those with mental difficulties. We will continue to make alternative provisions for those people, but you must remember this is in context of unprecedented government cuts, your government government cuts. So I'll give that assurance that we will make alternative arrangements for those who are eligible.